Did you see a tiger? That's a standard question facing anyone who goes to the Sundarbans. This is the largest mangrove forest in the world, threatened by global warming, but just a few hours south of Kolkata, and it's home to the Royal Bengal Tiger. Growing up, I never considered visiting the Sundarbans. They seem synonymous with mud, marsh, and mosquitoes. Going down waterways for hours on a boat didn't sound like my idea of fun. This is Sandeep Roy in the Sundarbans. Yet there is a fascination of seeing a tiger in the wild. When my father was working as an engineer in the forests of central India, he once came across a tiger at night, crossing the road, picked out by the lights of his jeep. I had only seen them in zoos, pacing restlessly in an enclosure that always seemed too small. But it's hard to see them in the Sundarbans. Villagers who venture into the forest for honey have been attacked. They pray to Bon Bibi, the queen of the forest, for protection. We saw her shrine, but tourists rarely spot the tigers. There's some 4,000 square kilometers of mangrove forest in India and barely 75 to 80 tigers left. When we finally went to the Sundarbans, we didn't expect to see any tigers. It was early morning, the wind was cold. Ashok Mondol, our guide, said nobody knows what animals we might see.
For the journey, I hopefully will enjoy this.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, animals where nobody knows. We shall try to that. To see.
Yeah.
Chalo, chalo. Babi.
It's a surreal landscape of tidal flats and waterways, and the strange mangroves with names like Shundari and Dudul and Hetal, their limbs and roots sticking out of the water like a drowned forest. As our boat chugged through the brackish water, Mondol said the watchtowers that dot the forest are always crowded with people shouting, "Where's the tiger?" and taking selfies.
Otherwise, within 50, 60 boats over there, and those people on the tower point, so crowded. So, any animals or not, nobody knows. It's very difficult to see. And maximum the people making a shouting, "Oh, the tiger, what, the nothing tiger." They are taking selfies other and they are talking each other. So it is against the wildlife, no?
Mondol said, in these parts, you need patience to see any wildlife at all.
Basically, if you want to see the tiger, definitely, then have to spend so much time and patience also. In Sundarbans, patience must. Continue 3-hour journey, 4 hours, actually we didn't see any wildlife. After that, one monitor lizard.
Suddenly, as our boat turned a corner, our guide hushed us. There on the bank was an enormous saltwater crocodile basking in the winter sun. As we approached it, it suddenly got up and, quick as a flash, disappeared into the water. The tide was still low, and on the banks, adjutant storks paced, curlews hunted for crabs, tiny little mudskippers jumped around. Spotted deer rested under the trees, looking at our boat. As the boat took a bend, Mondol pointed to the bank. On the muddy shore was a line of pug marks. A tiger had crossed here. These tigers swim from island to island. Mondol said he's seen them swimming in these waters.
26th August, I saw two tigers within 45 minutes. So that is during high tide. 115 and 155.
What were they doing? Just crossing?
Just was crossing. I have a record there.
He showed us pictures on his phone.
Wow. Same tiger. First through the foggy, and then the tiger was moving. And then we got it second one. This can you see with the henthal?
Yeah. It's beautiful. So how close?
Very close. Same tiger you see, like this.
Suddenly, I too thought greedily, I wish we could see a tiger. Then in the setting sun, our boat paused before an island. Mondol grabbed my camera and focused on the shore. Alas, not a tiger. There under the tree was a jungle cat, its mouth open as it yawned. You're lucky, said a friend. I've never seen a jungle cat. In a way, I'm not unhappy we didn't get to see the tiger. In other sanctuaries, jeeps from everywhere converge on one poor tiger when spotted. Our driver told us about a tourist who came and saw a tiger in his first hour in the Sundarbans, cancelled his two-night stay, and went home. In the single-minded hysteria about seeing the tiger, we forget everything else that pulses in the forest around us. As a sign in the forest reserve reminded us, we might not see the tiger, but the tiger will surely see us. And perhaps that's the way it should be. This is Sandeep Roy in the Sundarbans for KALW.